Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Old School, 93.7 The Ticket. DP,
does this automatically make you throw up inappropriate gang signs?
I have to keep my hands on the table.
Like, you don't know where you are. You'll hear it.
When this song comes on, I make sure that the one hand that I'm not using to lower the dial, I have my, I have it on my leg, and I have my leg pressed up against the table. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, when I was living in Cali, and this was after this hit. Yeah, they tell you all the time. Like, I was walking around just naive and dumb. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, bro, you know you can't wear them colors out here? Like, I was like, these are blue jeans. They was like, listen, man, you don't see nobody else wearing blue jeans, do you? Right. I was like, okay.
You know what? You're right.
Okay. Don't wear that Washington Nationals hat, bro. You can't.
What are you doing?
You
it's my team.
Yeah,
No, it ain't.
Not no more. And you better wear it straight, too.
Yeah, right? You mean
you a Dodgers fan?
Yo, hey, no, I couldn't even be a Dodgers fan. What? Because you a Dodgers fan? Yeah, you a Dodgers fan? If you a Dodgers fan, right? Like that thing. It was crazy. But yeah, you have to learn how this is. We were talking about it, Jake. We got about 4 minutes here. I want to get into the difference between playmakers, guys who make plays, and guys who run the system and make plays. There are guys who are freak athletes who make plays, and there are guys who, quite frankly, do their job.
Yeah, you need a good mix of both. Sometimes, you know, guys that are your best players, you know, aren't your best leaders, and you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't ask them to do something that they're incapable of doing at that point in time in your career. Sometimes your most consistent players are your guys that your lunch pail, the most dependable players that do their job, make plays, and make the plays that aren't showing up in the stats. Can command the room because maybe they've worked their way up, maybe they know what it means, or just because they have the respect of everybody on the team. And so you need a good mix of both. And once you get that, then, you know, they all feed off each other. You know, sometimes there's guys that you got to say, hey, it's your time. I need a play from you, right? You know, I mean, there's something I remember clearly when the Green Bay Packers won their Super Bowl and Kevin Green was coaching Clay Matthews Jr., linebacker, outside linebacker, and it was a big play or big time, you know, point in the Super Bowl, and he went to him. He said, now it's time. I need a special play from you. Mm-hmm. That's a guy that, you know, can go off script and make a play, and he did. He caused fumble, turned the game around. Green Bay ends up winning the Super Bowl. But when you are that player, or every player thinks they're that player, but when you are really that player, you have to know when that time is, but then ultimately those times are few and far between, because once you make the simple plays look spectacular, everything else becomes easy. The spectacular plays look easy. So, you know, I just think it's just something that is going to grow. I think when you got a lot of competition, I think, like I said, this week in the middle of the third week because they travel so far and they're going to be gone, what, 5 days, I think, or something like that,
right,
is different than a regular road trip. So, you know, a lot you would like to create – if I'm going and I'm competing against somebody, I want to – this is a big week for me, and next week is create the separation and making sure I'm obviously doing whatever I need to do to win that spot going in that first week. Because ideally you like to think that I put in as much work as possible and I created – me personally, a game-like situation in my mind and body, the way I went out and approached practice, the weight room, film room, that when it comes to playing the games, I wouldn't say the games are easy, but the games are more – there's not as much anxiety going into the game because I'm fully prepared. So, you know, it's a big week. You can kind of see that, you know you're in August, the game's coming, but if you're missing out on the opportunity that you have or take a day off or, you know, or not a take a day off, but – not come prepared for a day, you can not lose a spot, but you can lose some ground. And so you want to make sure that you're always gaining ground or keeping the distance between your competition.
It's going to be the thing. Like, as people have the conversation, just be aware that the difference sometimes in what appears to be high-level play isn't always high-level play.
There's a lot of things that are going on in a game. And granted, I have the luxury of – obviously played, so mm-hmm. I'm able to it's no different than somebody that is a, you know, one of the best guitarists of all time. They listen to a concert different than I do,
right?
I watch film a lot differently. I've experienced of playing with guys that have good stats, right, that give up a lot of big plays, right? Now I played with guys that didn't grade out well, but they made a lot of huge plays. But here's what happened. Like, we were fortunate enough when we were at Nebraska, we had so many players that were making plays that you can kind of mask that. When you're trying to kind of, like, get out of your own way, mm-hmm. you know, team defense, team offense, I think, you know, the thing Jake and them were talking about, Whipple was saying, let's play it like the first quarter of a Northwestern in the red zone, so let's not punch ourselves in the face.
Right.
That's where you have to start. You can't go from – where we were last year to Ohio State, you know, Alabama, Clemson, and all these teams, and Georgia's offense and defense especially, we have to work towards it, and that's what they're trying to do right now.
It's going to be an interesting process as we watch it going forward. Guys who honor the system, make the plays to make their teammates better, they're in the right place, coach can trust them, that word trust keeps popping up when we talk about this Husker team. The fan base wants to trust. The coaches want to be able to trust. The players want you to trust them. We're in the point now where we're going to see that
forgive
to be put.
It's a trust. You need to forgive.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Just forgive.
Yeah. We'll throw a break. We'll close out. You know, simple biz. Simple biz. I'm just saying, Jay Foreman's high school number. Nobody's gotten it right yet.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.